The Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 27th. We're in hour one of the broadcast, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I am happy to have joining me tonight, again, for the third time, Kevin Alfred Strom, the website, natal.com, nationalvanguard.org. And as I do every week on this broadcast, I urge everyone to go to nationalvanguard.org and listen to the weekly radio broadcast by Kevin Alfred Strom. I started tuning in probably about this time, about a year ago, and I'm telling you, it is some insightful information. It's a great website as well. Kevin Alfred Strom, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I am doing good, and I'm glad to have you joining me tonight. And to begin with, you know, I wanted to begin by saying your assessment over the past year regarding the optimism, or perhaps the over-optimism, in the white nationalist movement of Donald Trump has been proven to be very, very accurate. You are one of the few, maybe the very few, that was cautiously pointing out some of the red flags, and you had far less presumptions of a Donald Trump presidency truly doing much for white Americans. And with that said, we're 4 months into the Donald Trump presidency, which has been like riding a roller coaster. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to give your opinion of where we find ourselves at today with this presidency. And of course, I wanted to give you the opportunity to speak of your opinion of this media conspiracy of Russian collusion and the Russians controlling the president of the United States. The floor is yours, sir.
Well, you know, lately, so many of my predictions have come true about Trump that I've almost lost interest in the day-to-day details. I mean, the guy has shown his colors. He's shown what he's really all about. He's shown what his priorities are. For example, we're coming up to the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty incident, in which Israel attacked an American naval vessel, killed 34 sailors, and 171 were wounded. And a lot of people have been hoping that on this 50th anniversary that there would be some kind of national recognition or memorial for the Americans who died under Israeli gunfire. But not only is the Trump administration, which has a so supposedly nationalist administration, should be recognizing this, but not only have they not done that, but they, Donald Trump found an excuse to give three speeches in a row for Holocaust Memorial Day. So I guess really now it's Holocaust Memorial Weekend or something. He gave three major speeches to Jewish organizations, and then the entire month of May was declared Jewish American Heritage Month, and in the middle of the month he declared to be Jewish American Heritage Month, he goes over to the Middle East and prays at the Wailing Wall. I mean, how much more obvious does it have to be? This administration is in the pocket of the same money men, the same Jewish money men, the same Wall Street vultures, the same Zionist warmongers that previous administrations have been in the pocket of. So it's simply, to me, I'm no longer interested, really, in the day-to-day dramas or the battles between Donald Trump and the media and the latest scandal of the day. It's more party politics of who is going to be the figurehead. So naturally, the Democrats hate the Republicans, and the Republicans hate the Democrats, and they try to dig dirt on each other. But really, it's just a contest to see who can have their hand in the till and be the figurehead. both parties are serving the same entity, and when it comes to the really big issues. So it would be discouraging to me if I had had any hope to begin with, but I really didn't have much hope to begin with, Farron. So that's the way I see it. It's a Jewish control of the executive branch of the government. It's business as usual, and maybe even a little worse than usual, actually.
Well, I think you're dead on, and it's been interesting for me because the name of this show, The Alternative Media, it's not that I'm the alternative media, it's that I cover alternative media. I cover your broadcast. In fact, I'm planning next week will be the closest date to the 50th anniversary of the USS Liberty, and I'm planning on, with your permission, to play part one and two of your U.S. Liberty Truth Campaign, your podcast from this week and last week, which is part of is Dr. William Luther Pierce's discussion of this 30 years after the event, from 20 years ago. And you want to talk about some insight and some foresight. Dr. William Luther Pierce was hitting the nail on the head, you know, decades ago. But it's been interesting for me because I listen to a lot of various talk radio in this genre, white nationalist, and I kept going back to the things you were saying, and I was kind of hoping that you were wrong, but deep down I was afraid you were right. And it's like I had mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, you've actually, in my opinion, my humble opinion, been totally vindicated, and your assessment was spot on. And I mean, it really was, and I can see where your predictions has come true in this situation, and it's sad for a lot of people in the alt-right or white nationalist movement, but you correctly saw through this fog, and I think that now more and more people that I know are coming to this same opinion, and that was one of the things I wanted to mention. You have right now the USS Liberty Truth Campaign. You've got flyers available. You're doing more than just discussing it in podcasts. Tell us just a little bit more about that, if you would.
Well, it is the 50th anniversary of this unprovoked attack by Israel on the American intelligence vessel, the USS Liberty, in 1967 during the Six-Day War. And if you listen to my American Dissident Voices broadcast for this week, you'll find out that the evidence strongly suggests that not only was this an attack on an American vessel with the intent to sink the vessel to prevent the Americans from getting intelligence on what the Jews were actually doing in that war, but there's more to it than that. There's evidence that very strongly suggests that this was a false flag event in which Egypt was going to be blamed, and it was going to be used as a pretext for launching nuclear armed planes to drop nuclear weapons on Cairo, and which could easily have started a worldwide conflagration, because of course at that time the Soviet Union was allied with Egypt. And so it's a tremendous story, and I think everybody needs to read about this and understand it. And I think the facts are there. It's not just some lonely researcher putting out these facts, by the way. It's not just me. Some of the facts I got direct from the BBC. Some of them come from historical archives. And most of the facts are known. They're just downplayed. But you can research this and find out. In fact, one of the eyewitnesses to the event, James Ennis, wrote a book, Assault on the Liberty, which has most of the details in it. It's a few years old now. A little bit has come out since then. But nevertheless, it's an amazing, incredible story. And I believe it is capable of opening the eyes of a reasonably intelligent American to the reality that Israel is not really our ally. Israel is using us, cynically using us, taking our money by the trillions, and using our boys as cannon fodder to fight her wars in the Middle East, and in fact was even willing to risk nuclear world warfare in order to expand its territory and risk the deaths of millions of people, not just the 34 dead and 171 wounded on the Liberty, but huge numbers of people could have died if this false flag event had carried on as it was planned. It's an unbelievable story. If people want to read about it, they can go to nationalvanguard.org and look at the last two radio broadcasts I've made. And I also want everybody who cares about this to go to natall.com, that's natall.com/liberty, natall.com/liberty, and they can get a downloadable, printable flyer. You can print them up yourself, or you can go to your local print shop and have them printed up in excellent quality. Usually they're just a few cents each. And distribute this to your neighborhood, to your library, to the people in your business, people in your community. I think it's something that's eminently factual. It's reasonable, and I think anyone who reads it will be outraged. So that's what I've been focusing on the last 2 weeks.
And let me share this with you. I think this is interesting. I was doing some local radio, local AM radio station, several years ago, and I had done the story of the USS Liberty. And shortly thereafter, a gentleman contacted me, and he was in Navy intelligence on June 6, 1967. And he claimed it was that I was lying, that this didn't happen. He would have known. He spoke to the radio station owner about this. He was adamant this absolutely didn't happen, and this was just a fictionalized account that I'd made up. And I gave him the documentary Loss of Liberty. I gave him some information on it, and he come to the realization that this had all happened, and he was not aware of it, even though at whatever level he was in naval intelligence at the time. So there's obvious there was a concerted effort to keep this out of the public eye. And even to this day, it's astounding, even in the realm of this movement, it's astounding how many people are not very well versed or totally oblivious to the facts. And this is a huge event to put some perspective on the reality in which we live. And there's several questions I had announced a couple of weeks ago you were going to be on, and I had some email from various listeners that just wanted to get your opinion on a couple of different topics that's happened in recent weeks. And there's a couple of them I thought, you know, that is interesting. I will ask Kevin about that. And one was the removal of the Confederate statues that we've seen in New Orleans. And the only world news that I'm able to watch is NBC with Lester Holt. And the entire week, I watched it every evening, they never covered what was happening in New Orleans. And, you know, this is, in my opinion, it's a sad tragedy, but it is the removal of our history. It is what happens to a defeated and a vanquished people when they remove your statues like this. And really, sadly to say, without near the outcry that there should be from white Americans. But I just wanted to give you the opportunity to address what we're seeing, not only in New Orleans, it's becoming more widespread, but the removal of our statues.
Well, I understand that when one of these statues was removed, I'm not sure which one it was, but I think it was about 6 months ago, they began one of these removals. Maybe it was a relatively minor one. It wasn't the Liberty Place. It's about 6 months before that. But the company which did the removal, the contractor that did the removal, had some damage done to one of its vehicles. And so when that happened, there's a little bit of retaliation, a little bit of fighting back going on there. They became very paranoid down there in New Orleans. And it's my understanding, although I wasn't there, but the news articles I read, the contractors were wearing masks to conceal their identities as they removed the memorial. And they had police snipers, not just ordinary police officers, but police snipers surrounding the place. I presume the only possible purpose of a sniper is to kill someone. If somebody interferes with that, if a white person says, "You're taking away my history, I'm going to resist," or "You're taking away my heritage, I'm going to stand here and I'm going to sit, you know, right on the monument, and you can't remove it as long as I'm sitting on it," I guess these snipers were prepared to kill white people who might have done that. As it happened, there weren't any protest. There wasn't anybody who tried to stop it, unfortunately, in my view. But it shows the level of concern of the system. They know they're touching a sensitive nerve. They know they're doing wrong. And they were very much afraid of pushback. And in Charlottesville, Virginia, they have not removed either of the statues. There are two statues that are in question in Charlottesville, which is a place where I used to live. And one of them is the statue of Robert E. Lee, and the other is the statue of Stonewall Jackson, both well-known Confederate generals and, of course, strongly connected with Charlottesville and its history. And I understand that the city council there has voted to remove the Lee statue, and I don't believe they voted yet to remove the Jackson statue. They're both still there. But there was some pushback. There was a pretty nice event that was sponsored by a coalition of groups. There was even a National Alliance Life Ruin flag in attendance, and there were probably about 200 people who went there to protest. Of course, at that time, the time of the protest, it was not imminent. The statues haven't been removed yet, but they are people who care about our race's heritage and our racial history were there to protest, and they held a torchlight parade, gave speeches, and the media, believe it or not, the media coverage of it wasn't that bad. The local media coverage was reasonably close to fair, not perfect, but reasonably close to fair. But of course, right now it seems like we're in the minority. And the forces for removal of these statues and other historical monuments is pretty strong. But in my opinion, our numbers are really much higher than those of the people who the zealots, the anti-white zealots who want to get rid of them. But we're just not well organized enough, and we're not honeycombed into the establishment like they are, so they're able to get their way. But it's disgusting, and you're right. It is what happens to a defeated people. The power structure in this country hates white people. It hates our heritage. It hates our very existence. And in my opinion, that one of the ways that you destroy a people is to destroy their identity. And one of the ways you destroy their identity is to take away the monuments to the achievements and the great men of our people. And they're doing that. And it's not just Confederate. That's the easiest one for them to do now. But why wouldn't they take down a monument to George Washington? Why he was an evil slave owner. Why wouldn't they take down a monument to Thomas Jefferson? Not only was Thomas Jefferson an evil slave owner, well, maybe he wanted to free his slaves, but he was still an evil slave owner, but Thomas Jefferson was a man who explicitly said that the white and black races should be separated, and they should be separated not only by segregation, but they should be separated by an ocean. And Thomas Jefferson is a man who wrote a law stating that racial mixing was a felony. So these men are just as hated.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Baron, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom, NationalVanguard.org, NatAll.com. Stay with us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Baron in the studio. I wanted to remind everyone, May is Pledge Drive Month here at RBN. There's a lot of equipment that needs to be replaced. There has been a lot of Patriot radio stations and networks that have went down during the last few years. RBN has stood strong, and RBN is in need of your support. You can call 1-800-724-2719 to donate. You can also go to the website and make .org via PayPal. Remember RBN and the work of John Statmiller and the great staff. It is Pledge Drive Month, and we need your support here at RBN. I wanted to mention, you brought this to my mind, Kevin. You know, last week I did the story where Harvard is, at their graduation, they're having the one graduation for everyone that graduates Harvard. And then they're having a separate graduation just for the black students, which I didn't know. This was new to me that some of these colleges have been doing this. And I've got the story. I'm going to go into it a little deeper next hour, but a Washington State liberal arts college has a no whites day of absence day each year. This has been going on for years, and where all the white students are supposed to leave the campus as a day of absence to, I guess, you know, delve into their white guilt. And I'm probably like a lot of other people. I didn't know that this had been going on. But the more this gets in the public eye, I mean, the media bias against the white race, the bias in general, is becoming so blatant now. And I guess topping it off with the removal of our monuments, which I think will ultimately lead, just like what you said, the Confederate monuments are easy. Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but way too easy for them. They're going to move on everyone that owned slaves or supposedly owned slaves, and continue this blatant racism against the white race. And with the colleges, and of course, we've seen some very interesting events like happened at Berkeley, but with academia and the colleges actually fostering and fanning the flames of racism against white people, We're seeing the results of it. We're seeing what's happening on these college campuses. Were you aware that this much anti-white bias went on at these colleges? And how far will it go? How much will it take for the white race to wake up and say enough is enough?
Well, I don't think that if things keep going the way they go, Farron, that the white race is going to wake up, as in the majority of the white race is going to wake up because of these outrages. I think the majority of people, I think, are genetically programmed, and this includes white people. They're genetically programmed to follow the leader. They're genetically programmed to go along with whatever authority tells them to do. And unfortunately, authority has been usurped in this country and in our civilization as a whole by the Jewish minority, which controls academia to a large extent, which definitely controls the media. And because they control the media, they have a stranglehold on government and politicians who clamor to serve them and not their own people. So we need to stop thinking in terms, I think, of either us or circumstances waking up a majority of white people. What we need to think in terms of is, forget anything that involves voting, forget anything that involves a majority. Just think of, we need to recruit 1 million smart, good white people. 1 million. It doesn't have to be more than 1 million. With 1 million strong white men, we could do anything. We could secede. We could have a revolution. We could start a new country. We could, with 1 million, we could do anything. I don't think anything could stop us. And it wouldn't involve having a majority. And then once we have our own white living space, which should be job one, priority one for these million men we're going to recruit, then we become the authority. And when we are the authority, then we'll get larger numbers to follow us. So I think everything I do is not aimed at awakening, you know, all the people down at the bowling alley. It's awakening the guys. Sure, there may be some people we do want to awaken at the bowling alley. It's awakening the smartest 10% of the people at the bowling alley and getting them disciplined, getting them organized, and getting them all pointed in the right direction at the correct enemy. You know, I hear so many people who are getting upset about the Islamic invasion, not only of Europe, but to some extent here in the United States. And, you know, the Muslims are an easy target because they are well known to go off on violent killing sprees. And they stand there and scream Allahu Akbar, and they have a bloody sword in their hand. And also the media, being Jewish controlled, sort of give a free pass for people who criticize them. The defense of the Muslims isn't anywhere near as strong as the defense of their race. So I hear the music starting, so I guess I'll have to continue my point.
Hold that thought. We're coming up on a long segment after this break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back on the alternative media. Baron joined by Kevin Alfred Strom. The website's natall.com, nationalvanguard.org. I wanted to turn it back to you, Kevin, because you're making some really, really good points that I've discussed on this broadcast, because we have the likes of, like, Alex Jones saying, you know, we're on the march and they're on the run and this mass awakening is happening, and I have for darn sure not seen it. So I think you're spot on. Please continue.
Well, I do think there is an awakening happening, but I think it's in the level of tens or hundreds of thousands. It's not millions. But I am more encouraged now than I have been for many, many years. The social media and the comment sections on major websites, it's unbelievable how many more racially conscious white men and women are out there speaking out now, particularly in the last couple of years. It's very impressive. However, I still think we number probably under 100,000, but it's so much better than it was 10 years ago. It's truly phenomenal. I think we're growing at an exponential rate. Even though the media don't want to admit that, they don't want to mess up their phony consensus of liberalism and multiracialism. They don't want to give the impression that we're growing. They want to demonize us and make us look like bizarre, outcast kooks. But the truth is that we are growing. However, we're not growing fast enough to outrun the birth rate of the non-white invaders. We're not growing fast enough to get majority votes in the future for the programs we need. Therefore, the things we need, you know, if we want to survive, we need living space. If we want to survive, we need a nation that is explicitly white, just like the Founders' America was explicitly white, but even more so, because obviously the Founders' America wasn't able to resist the forces that turned it into a multiracial democracy. So to get what we need to live, we need to have a disciplined, a large number of very disciplined, dedicated, organized men and women. And that's what the National Alliance is trying to do. I also failed to finish my point about pointing our people in the right direction. This organized group, we have to realize our primary opponent. If you don't know who your opponent is, you can't even begin to fight that opponent. You know, it is true that the Muslims who come here, some of them, to some extent, it's justifiably they hate the United States and they hate Americans because America has made war on their nations and made war on their people. And so they come over here with a chip on their shoulder and they tend to scream Allahu Akbar and they have a bomb or a bloody sword in their hand. And it's easy for Americans to see that's the enemy. You know, we need to stop these people from coming in. We need to control this situation. However, if you don't understand who opened the gates to let those primitive Muslim fundamentalists come into our country, if you don't understand who opened the gates, and it's the Jewish power structure, the Jewish media, it won't do you any good. You could cut off all Muslim immigration tomorrow, you could expel every single Muslim, and the Jews would simply weaponize some other ADIQ brown population against us. You know, maybe it would be the Aztlan people would suddenly become far more virulent. They'd be funded behind the scenes and pushed on us, and the gates would be opened even wider to them. Or it would be some other group. If you don't understand who your enemy is, and the enemy of the white race, the one group that really wants us dead and has the smarts and the power to potentially kill us all, genocide us, is the Jewish power structure, and they're the ones who are doing this. So I think it's very important we recruit people, organize them, and educate them as to who is really pulling the strings in this situation.
Well, that's an excellent point, and it reminds me of the fact that, you know, a large part of the society, they're almost like they're shadow boxing. They listen to Rush Limbaugh or wherever they want to get their information, CNN, and they're shadow boxing an enemy. They don't know who the real enemy is. And a perfect example of what you just said is the fact that how the media has got the Christian church will go along with opposing Muslims moving in, but they're in love with the Jews, that you can't get the Christian church people, for the most part, to understand at all what's happened here in history, who controls the media, why the floodgates are wide open, why when you turn on the TV, it's glorifying homosexuality and the destruction of the family. They have completely succumbed to the propaganda. It's a perfect example of what you just said, and you're exactly right. And the other thing I discuss sometimes when I have people that will listen is the fact that, you know, when we go in to conquer these other countries, we're always talking about, you know, they're being oppressed. They don't have their right to self-determination. That's the terminology they'll use. Mm-hmm. But look at us as the white race here in America. If we had the right to self-determination, then we would have the right to freedom of association, and everyone else has the right to freedom of association except the white race. I mean, we can be discriminated against through scholarships or job hiring or acceptance into college or what have you, but we're the only ones that it's legalized racial discrimination, and we see it. I looked it up one day just just to my amazement, how there's black nursing associations, black chiropractors, I mean, a black electrician association. There's everything. But if the white race tries to unite in any way, shape, or form, I mean, Richard Spencer, they just threw him out of his gym, his gym membership for no good reason except his political views. And it's something that, you know, I agree with you. More and more people's waking up to it because it's hitting them in the face like a frying pan. You can't dodge it anymore. It's on TV constantly. It's everywhere you look. If you're mildly intelligent, you can't deny this elephant in the room. The thing is, though, a lot of people seem to have a little trouble connecting the dots to where the enemy actually is. And once that dot is connected, you know, once you show someone some of these facts, who owns the New York Times, who owns CBS, who runs Disney, you start showing them some of these facts, they can't take that back out of their brain, and they become a little more wiser to, you know, what is actually going on here. And with all that said, I agree with you. We need a large contingent of like-minded people finally moving in one direction. I commend your work. I know what you've done has not been easy. I know the going down this road is not easy, and you should be commended, one, for continuing the work of Dr. William Luther Pierce. I mean, I don't know who could have stepped in and done it besides you, Kevin. And then the work that you're doing on National Vanguard with your podcast. I mean, I urge everyone every week, and I've played a lot of them on the air here. I like your July 4th your summary of what we should really consider on Independence Day. I mean, it's just gold. And what is your thoughts now with the way the media bias is so belated against the white race, and we've got more and more websites, just like the SPLC is suing Andrew Anglin over his website, thedailystormer.com. Have you ever ventured to see that and what's going on with the Daily Stormer?
Yes, I'm somewhat familiar with it. There's a lot of really clever and funny stuff on that website, although some of the anti-women stuff on that website is really beyond the pale, in my opinion, though. It's just really regrettable. I don't like to see that. However, I don't think that the SPLC is in the right in this case. I don't think that website is responsible for what people who read it might do, and that's a very dangerous road to go down. But once a case like this gets into the court system, I do fear for the rights and the freedom and the bank account of anyone who gets tied up in the court system, because the court system is run by people with hatred for our race and a special burning hatred for white people who are racially conscious, who are trying to save us from this genocide. So I think it's very difficult to get justice in that system, and I don't think that Andrew Anglin is in a very enviable state at this point.
You know, I've been keeping up, and I know everybody, his website is so controversial, but I'll give him this. He has reported news about things that was happening here in North Carolina before even the local news. I mean, he's been spot on with some of, you know, as far as being really current and on top of things. He's raised well over $100,000, which has surprised me, and I'm glad for it. But this court case could well go to the future freedom of websites like your own and my own, mm-hmm. and many, many others, and that is the scenario that we're going to have to watch and see how this all unfolds. But if you look at the numbers, the people that's traveling there, and I know it's a lot of the youth, and thank God, you know, a lot of the youth are into this whole, you know, fighting this battle through memes and whatever. But it's been interesting for me. It's been an educational experience for me personally watching that website. And while I had you, I wanted to ask you too. You know, we're seeing this ridiculous Russian endless story that the mainstream media, this media has created hysteria or attempted created hysteria over this Russian collusion. But now, you know, the story is really Seth Rich, and the mainstream media is turning a complete blind eye to the facts that are coming out that he was most likely, apparently, the DNC leaker. And if that came to light, this whole, and I'm borrowing the term from Andrew Anglin, kookspiracy would just crumble. So it's another window of insight into how the mainstream media completely manipulates the story, the narrative, and ultimately the minds of a majority of Americans, sadly.
Well, the mainstream media at its highest level is controlled by Jews, and Jews have a natural propensity for deception and verbal trickery and lying. And so this is definitely going to color their coverage of everything. Secondly, the Jewish power structure has decided it wants to eliminate our race, at least as the dominant race in Europe and North America. And so they vehemently hate us and anything which tends to help us. And so, therefore, they're going to twist the news completely out of any kind of resemblance to reality. And they're going to promote every unhealthy trend, such as transsexualism or homosexuality or pedophilia or any kind of perversion. They're for it. I mean, if you want to understand the mindset of the people who control the media in this country, you can really simplify it by thinking this way. Anything that would tend to bring more white babies into the world, they hate and they're against anything. And anything that would tend to reduce the number of white babies being born into this world, they are 100% for and pushing it 100%. So that's one way to understand their motivations. Now, their power is very impressive. I think that an unfortunately large number of people in this country are pretty dim bulbs, and a lot of them are just, as I said earlier in the program, genetically programmed to be followers. If you put a piece of garbage, like a rotten tomato, on TV, and somebody with a smiling face and a celebrity name said, "This rotten tomato is the greatest thing ever on planet Earth. Everybody wants one. Everybody's getting them. It's the most fantastic thing in the world." I think they could probably sell a million of them over one weekend. And when I saw Michael Jackson back in the 80s being promoted as some kind of great artist to our teenagers, to our young people, I said, "This is just he's just a piece of garbage. It's worthless." And not only is it worthless, it's disgusting and harmful to our people to be involved in this kind of music and the race mixing that it promotes. And yet you just put this rotten tomato or put this jumping mulatto in front of the cameras, and millions of people will like it. Well, I think the Russian story is a lot like that. It's a preposterous story. I mean, the idea that a candidate or a prospective appointee or a government official cannot talk to a foreign government when one of their major jobs is talking to foreign governments and dealing with foreign governments, that these people can't talk to Russia, and that's some kind of like crime or scandal or something to get excited about. It's so preposterous, it doesn't even pass the laugh test. It's hilarious. It's ridiculous. It's a total non-story. The same people who are screaming that some appointee talked to Russia or to some government official in Russia are the same people who probably have weekly conference calls with people in the state of Israel. It's just so ridiculous. And yet, if they say it with a straight face, and they say, "This is a serious question. We need to appoint a special prosecutor," the dumb bunnies believe it. What can I say? People will, they'll believe what they're told, unfortunately, a large majority of people. And I guess they provided us with an intelligence test and an independent-mindedness test. It's both a character test and an intelligence test. If you think this Russian collusion situation is something serious, we need to look into this, you're an idiot. And if you just laugh at it and you say, these people are insane, then you're reasonably smart. And that's the way I look at it.
Well, you're dead on. I mean, this is, in my opinion, I've never seen any kind of created hysteria to this point. And there's very few in the mainstream media. The only one that comes to mind that really is taking this on has been, to much to my surprise, and I'm no fan at all of Sean Hannity. But now they're going after his advertisers just because he discussed the Seth Rich story and you know, is taking head on this ridiculous narrative of Russian collusion. And to your point about the media, which now we've moved from Michael Jackson to these talentless wonders that they don't even have any talent at all, like Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, and they parade them out. The songs are pitiful. I mean, I think it would take effort to write a more pitiful song than these people perform, and the media proclaims them, you know, as gods of music. And much to my disbelief, because it's really a sad testimony about our own people, our own folk, the white race, the TV tells them it's good, and their mind doesn't tell them any different, apparently, because they are dimwits, and they run out and they buy this, and they flock to these concerts, and they dress and mimic these talentless wonders. And it boggles my mind, because it says that my own people are such sheep. They're followers. They have no critical thinking. They can't see through this. And then at the same time, they promote every form of degeneracy, and we're seeing the results of that. I mean, we're seeing even I'm in small town America where I'm at, and the race mixing blows my mind. The violence and the crime blows my mind. The destruction of the family blows my mind, and the drugs, even out in small town America, we've got heroin, we got meth. I mean, we're reaping the fruits of this cultural Marxism, and yet again, so few people actually know exactly who is behind promoting this constant degeneracy. And sometimes I think to myself, you know, as bad as it is right now, where if you turn on the TV at 8 o'clock at night, you might see something that, you know, is practically darn near should be X-rated on regular television. What will it be like for children that are 5 today, that's in 10 years they're 15. I mean, what is this world going to look like if it continues down this sad path? Because it really has. As far as the violence and the drug use and the race mixing, it has really ramped up. I'm not sure what time frame to put on it, but in my little world, it has really ramped up in recent years. And the flip side of that coin is you do see the rise of like a Richard Spencer, of these websites, and there's so many broadcasts now like this. There's so many that, you know, the genie's out of the bottle, and people sure are following it. They are following it, and I'm like you. I read the comment section, and a lot are shutting off their comment sections because of the comments they're getting. They don't like they don't want to hear the people's opinion.
Yeah.
You probably, you know, people can't have a Facebook account. They're being censored. YouTube is, you know, they've defunded David Duke and Mark Dice and many people. So they're coming after, right now it seems to be a concerted effort to come after as many in the white nationalist movement as they can, because it has grown some legs.
It has, indeed. Sometimes you go on these mainstream media sites and you read the comment sections, or even sometimes you go on Jewish sites, actual Jewish newspapers, and white nationalists are often dominating the conversations in these comment sections. I mean, it's very impressive. And that means among thinking, literate people, I think our percentage is rising and rising fast. And not only that, but we care more than the dumb bunnies do. And so, therefore, we're spending more time at that. We care about it. And we want to change minds. And we want to move people. And so, I, you know, take your kids out of the public school. If you have kids in public school, Take them out. They're getting poisoned. They're getting lied to there. If you have a television in your home, really get rid of it. I haven't watched mainstream TV except by accident in motel rooms or something, you know, or at somebody else's house. I haven't watched mainstream TV since 1991. It's just garbage. It's poison. Get it out of your life. Spend your time making some extra money and send it to the National Alliance, or send it to some other pro-white organization. Send it to somebody who's doing some good, or better yet, do some work yourself. Do something creative. Do something that will help awaken others. Write a novel. Do a radio broadcast. Call in a mainstream radio broadcast and speak your piece. But you only have one life on planet Earth. And our race is being destroyed. And restoring our race and preserving our race and advancing our race into the future, that's the best possible use of anyone's time on planet Earth. So, I would say to the people who are listening to this show, dedicate yourself to that. There's no more nobler purpose, and there's no better use of your time. Watching Stephen Colbert or any of these other media freaks lie to you and tell you cheesy jokes written by their Jewish staff. I mean, it's a waste of time on top of everything else. Besides the sickness, it's just a waste of time. So, let's get to work. That's what I say.
We've only got just a couple of minutes left, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to give out any contact information. And also, the perfect example of this, Michael Kadar, the 18-year-old Jew that was arrested for the over 2,000 bomb threats, that story was dropped like a hot potato by the mainstream media after they fanned that flame for weeks. But any contact information, anything you'd like to add? And thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you join me, Kevin. I always look forward to it. And thanks for all the work that you do.
Thank you, Farron, for all the work that you do, and it's a great pleasure to be on your show, and I enjoy our conversations, and I treasure them. People who want to find out what I'm saying, they can go to nationalvanguard.org. All my work is there, and the work of my volunteer team and the work of the National Alliance is there. If they want to find out about the National Alliance organization, we have our own land. We're building a white community in the Allegheny Mountains of West Virginia. They can go to natall.com. That's NATALL.com.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch with you, and we'll do this again. We maybe if your schedule permits, we may set up a monthly interview or something. But I will talk to you about that. And again, I know you're not just talking the talk, Kevin. You walk the walk. You're actually doing these things. And hats off to you for what you do, standing up for the white race. And I'll be in touch with you. And you have a great evening, sir.
Thank you, Farron. That means a lot. Good night.
All right, that was Kevin Alfred Strom, NATALL.com, NationalVanguard.org. And I'll say it again, if you're not listening to his weekly podcast, if you're not going to NationalVanguard.org, usually they vary, but usually they're about 20, 25 minutes, and I'm telling you, they're really good. We're going to be discussing next week on this broadcast. We'll go into the USS Liberty. Top of the hour, I'm going to run down some news, then we'll be taking a phone call. So stay with me. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Razor and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is...